So here's how to use the transvoice induction. In essence, you're going to read a kind of shopping list out to someone. The shopping list will be a comparison between conscious mind concepts and unconscious mind concepts. Now, of course, whilst you're describing conscious mind activities, you'll be using the conscious mind voice, in other words, your normal everyday speaking voice. You'll be talking a little bit faster, and you'll probably be talking about the conscious mind a little bit more at first, because that's the predominating activity going on inside them at that moment in time. Then, of course, you'll be weaving in from time to time an unconscious mind activity. And of course, whilst you're talking about the unconscious mind, you'll be using your unconscious mind voice, which will probably be slower, lower, smoother, more deep and resonant. And whilst you'll be talking about the unconscious mind a little less at first, you begin to talk increasingly about it until all your communication is purely unconscious. Now, if you want to reorient people, the process is actually quite simple. To do it indirectly, you just reverse that process. You change the qualities of your voice and talk more about external things. If you want to do it very directly, of course, you can just count them up like a normal hypnotic induction, and it's actually very straightforward. It really depends on what you're wanting to achieve. Now, here are some of the examples of conscious versus unconscious mind functions. Remember, this is going to be the bread and butter of the transvoice induction, because whilst you talk about conscious activities, you use your conscious voice. Whenever you talk about unconscious activities, you use your hypnotic voice. So you can talk about people who are awake and the things that happen to people when they're normally awake versus when people are dreaming. Because when you're sleeping, dream time is very different. So whilst you're awake, things are very logical. There's a natural progression of things. There's a sequence which begins in time and moves through time very systematically. But in dream time, that changes. You dream about different things. So, notice again, waking versus dreaming is one of these dichotomies. Deliberate action versus automatic action is another one. Think about it. Whenever you do something deliberate, you choose it. It's purposeful. It's a conscious activity. Whenever something happens automatically, by definition, your unconscious mind has taken care of it. It's doing things like that. And you can take this a step further by talking about what you control consciously. For example, you can move your limbs, you can breathe consciously. But then your unconscious mind takes care of the other things, like making your heart beat, breathing whilst you're not paying attention, regulating your blood temperature, which has to regulate it at a very, very precise degree. So your unconscious mind is doing all these things outside of your conscious awareness. Your conscious mind tends to be very logical, very methodical, very rational. Your unconscious mind tends to be more intuitive. It works by association. It uses more lateral thinking. Your conscious mind likes to plan things. Your unconscious mind tends to be more spontaneous. Your conscious mind tends to be very separate about things. It likes to analyze things and separate them about. Separate them out into its constituent parts. The unconscious mind tends to be holistic. It looks at the bigger picture and likes to put parts together to form that bigger picture. Your conscious mind can handle 7 plus or minus 2 bits of information. What that means is that if I give you, say, 5 to 9 random objects to remember or random numbers to remember, you can just about hold that inside your memory. When it gets about 9 or 10, it starts being very difficult. Most people can't hold 11 or 12 different objects inside their mind without training. The unconscious mind, in the meantime, can handle 2.3 million to 2.3 billion pieces of information all at the same time. So this is quite a significant change. Now notice that that little list gives you so much fodder for which you can talk to people about. You can talk to people about waking and dreaming and spend hours just on that topic alone. Or you can just list the functions. The conscious mind is awake, the unconscious mind is responsible for dreaming, etc. And still, you can use that as your fodder for the trance voice induction. The important thing is that you have those differences very clear, because whenever you talk about an unconscious activity, the unconscious mind will be listening more fully and responding with that. Now, in the next track, I'm going to give you an example of the trance voice induction in action. Again, I'm going to make it reasonably obvious so that you can really spot the differences between the voices and when I'm switching from one to the other. The more you practice this, the more versatile this becomes for you, and the more easily you can make this indirect by making the transitions more fluid and less obvious.